One, two, three. Happy Thanksgiving. That was really good, like you adapted to that because I didn't tell you what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Good job. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I don't know when you're listening to this. I don't know if it's after dinner or before dinner, but I hope you loved your food. I hope it was yummy. I hope you took a really good nap afterwards. And happy Thanksgiving. We're pre-recording this, though. It's actually Wednesday for us. It's Wednesday morning, and I just walked to like our local coffee shop that we have like down the street, and I got Alex and I coffee before we started recording. And I had a dream last night of a lot of things that I'm not going to say on the podcast because no, but one of the really big details in it was like, I got a hand tattoo to cover up my current hand tattoo. And it was like four faces, and it was Ariana Grande, Rihanna, Princess Belle from like fucking Disney. And then I don't know who the fourth face was, but I remember being like, it's perfect. Thank you. And then after that, I was like, can you please do like a detailed rose going down my middle finger? And I got it and I loved it and whatever. And it was one of those dreams that just ended right before I woke up. And right when I woke up, I went to go get coffee. So the dream was still in my head. I mean, I've only been awake for less than an hour at this point. And I walk up to the coffee place and the barista's like, what can I get a starter for you? And he had the same exact rose tattoo down the middle finger, down to the detail. I understand, okay, rose tattoos are common. I get that. But like, it was down to the detail, you guys. He had the same leaves. It went the same direction.
That's crazy.
Like, it was weird. And I stopped. He's like, what? I was like, sorry, I had a dream last night. I told him, I had a dream last night. Da, da, da. He's like, oh, okay. Like, he like, didn't know what to say. He felt hella awkward, but I just felt like I had to tell him.
This guy, super weird. They say that you like remember details like these, even if you don't process them when you see them the first time. But this guy is new working at this coffee. You've never seen him before.
Oh, I've never seen him. No.
So the fact that your brain had this
before even seeing it in real life. Yeah. It was so weird. Cause this guy just started. We go to this place all the time. And Alex has seen him the past few times because she's done the coffee runs for the house. And now I did it seeing him the first time. So I don't know. It's all so weird, but that was definitely a very weird dream connection. I've had a few this past month. Like weird dream things that are like flowing into the next day.
Whoa.
Like psychic things. It's weird. I could go into it, but I know we want to have like a full dream episode because there's so much more where that came from in this brain. I've had weird dreams all my life. So we'll do a full dream episode and I'll tell you guys all about this past week, even though it'll be in the past by then. Start with song of the day.
I've been listening to a lot of Her lately.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait.
What?
That song that you showed me yesterday.
Oh my God, guys. So I give credit to my sister. She sent this song to me. Also, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw me like in a story with it. Hold on, let me get it.
Right. It also has nothing to do with her.
No, but she sent it. She's like, blast this in your car. You'll feel better. My sister's such like that's what she does when she's sad. She's just blast music. So she sent me, where is it? Oh, Railbreaker featuring Rico Act by Riot 10. Melt your face off type of music. It's so good though. Okay, that's yours. God, what's mine? God, that's damn near mine. That one's so good.
Do you want to take it? And I can say my Her song because I've been listening to a lot of Her lately.
Yeah, we'll throw both of those on the playlist. They're both really good. I know Her has I don't know if it's like feature songs or something, but I saw Her on the Grammy nomination list a few times. That's amazing.
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool. Speaking of Grammys, did you see what The Weeknd posted?
No.
He posted.
Do you follow him?
No, but people know I dislike him, so they always send me his shit. They're always like, did you see this, Kristen? He said, the Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me, my fans, and the industry transparency. It seems like a lot of artists are kind of upset about the nominees this year. Like, I know Justin Bieber was also saying, like, what the hell? Like, why am I a pop album? Like, I made an R&B album.
Oh, shit.
And he kept saying, like, I'm not trying to sound ungrateful because, like, it's still a fucking Grammy nominee. But, like, he purposely swerved away from pop knowing that it's not his normal lane. So probably knowing it's not gonna do as well, even though it probably did exactly the same because it's fucking Justin Bieber. But he was saying, he's like, my underline, like, production, the drum line, all that, I made sure it was R&B and I'm still in the pop category. Like, it was kind of a,
yeah,
for what?
A diss.
All this for what?
Right.
Which, I get that. That sucks. It's a relative problem to him, but I know a lot of people are giving him shit for it. This would happen in 2020. Like, people, and by people, I mean artists, finally being like, fuck the Grammys. Yep. It's all rigged. It's all for money. It's all popularity. We were even talking about, like, if you guys go look at the Grammys list of nominees, if you keep, like, it's a long ass list. It starts at the top with all these names you hear day to day. Nobody talks about the categories of, like, jazz orchestra and, like, for lack of a better word, the real music, the original music. Yep. That if we didn't
have the skeleton
have that,
of all these, yes, big artists.
Yes. If we didn't have any of that, we wouldn't have even our fucking podcast board that we're recording on right now that you can make, right, music on. Like, so it's crazy that they throw that at the bottom when there's definitely still heart for it in this world.
Oh, I have a quick correction. I got Dawn, oh, yeah, and Dusk wrong. Guys, my brain, I literally kept saying multiple times, there, my brain was just not working that day.
Guys, it was a rough day.
It was,
we're
a
feeling
rough
a lot
day
better now.
Yeah. So, and multiple, my brother actually texted me. He goes, FYI, you got Dawn and Dusk mixed up on your latest PC.
PC? Wow.
I said, did I? Shit.
Well, a lot of people noticed it. That means a lot of people at least understood what we were trying to say.
Right.
Right. Also, this is a correction from the episode about festivals. That Thursday episode where we read your guys' stuff. Somebody, we were reading somebody's passage, and it was your local rave aunt. That was the screen name. And they were saying how their friend was on blank, and the blank was a cat emoji. So we asked for them to specify, and they did respond and said, the cat emoji is for ketamine.
Jesus.
So for context of that story, if you listen to it, if not, go listen to it. It's a really funny episode.
Scary.
Yeah, it was ketamine. So there's that. That's why he was asking who put the ketchup all over the chairs, because he was not on this planet.
Right.
Another update, you guys, this past Monday, I went into our podcast studio and threw a few things together, decorated a few things for the set, and it looks so good. It's coming soon. The holidays, you know how it is. I swear, every industry around the holidays, things, priorities go completely out of whack, and the holiday is the priority, as it should be. It's kind of how it is for us right now. Like, I wish I could work on it the next 2 days, but I'm going to go out of town for Thanksgiving, so I can, and, or can't. So it's coming soon. I know we keep saying that, but
it really is. Like, we're on the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's, if we could have in a snap of fingers, we would, but there's just stuff we have to do in between. Quick little pause because we have
a sponsor.
Yay, we have a sponsor, guys. And our sponsor is Care of. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term.
It's super easy. All you have to do is take a 5-minute online quiz, which asks you a whole bunch of questions about your diet, your lifestyle, health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals.
I've had Care of for a while. I actually started using it back in, God, was it last October? I went to Australia. That's when I first started using it. And since then, I've also kind of dived into their, they have like protein powders, they have boosts, like all these other different things you can incorporate into your diet that help your immune system.
So they divide your individual vitamins into daily packs, which is so amazing for travel because you literally, if you're gone for 5 days, you just grab 5 packs, which is so much better than grabbing like just like
every single bottle,
but hella bottles of vitamins.
You have like a whole suitcase of just vitamins. They also have cute little quotes on it, or like words of motivation and just like nice little things on it. And it greets you. Like you look at the pack and it's like, hi, Kristen, or you could put whatever name. Do you know who Ashley Schwan is? Yes. Tana's best friend. I saw on her story because she takes them too. Her says, hi, knockers, because her friends call her knockers because she's big boobs.
It's like,
really,
it's like the modern version of like, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like
underwear.
No, like the pill like separators.
Oh yes. That like old people use.
Right.
Right.
It's like the modern version,
sexy,
like
young version of that. For 50% off your first care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code ADVICE50. Look, we have our own little code. Ooh. Above all, there are so many different vitamins on the market, but something about Care of that you can trust is that all their products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are actually backed by science.
For 50% off your first care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code ADVICE50.
Thanks, Care of.
Should we hop in?
Let's hop in.
All right, I have a funny one to start.
Cool.
I just listened to today's podcast and started freaking out when y'all said that y'all jammed out to country music the night before.
Hell yeah.
Because I was hanging out with my parents the other night before today's podcast released and did the exact same thing. And we played every single song that you guys also played.
Aww.
It was like a weird, I was supposed to be listening to this right now kind of feeling, because I was in my car on my way home from work grinning, thinking, wow, so relatable. Even when I'm not listening to the podcast, then bam, next day we both did the same thing without even realizing it. LOL, just had to share.
That's super weird.
That's so cool. We had a little, I love moment. We had like a connection.
Yeah.
Were you guys on shrooms too?
Right. Your parents were just like, ah, that's really cool. Okay. So this next one's from Jackie. Do you remember Jackie? Jackie was the one when we were on Omegle that one day, and she was like, hey, you should do cutoff times for your entries. This is her.
Cool.
So Jackie said, hey girls, love the podcast. I'm Jackie, the one who suggested the cutoff time. I want to introduce my psychopathic tendency, which is something everyone has witnessed. It and calls me insane and utterly weird. While sitting, I interlock my hands with my feet. I essentially hold hands with my foot while watching TV or just in a comfortable position. I don't mind staying anonymous, and also please don't think any less of me, LOL. Yeah, so there's that.
Oh, I can just like picture it. First of all, that's such like a little kid
that
action.
That is like a little kid thing. Alex is doing it right now. You're really good at it. It would take me a minute to like pry them in one by one. Good for you. I've done this with Liza, actually. I think I have a picture of
her. You like, holding her feet?
She's holding my feet. I'll try and find it. I'll put it on our story.
There's something like oddly comforting about what's happening right now.
For sure. You know what?
I don't want to get used to it.
Oh my God. It's a habit now. That's probably kind of good for your toes, to be honest. Like they sell these little things. It's for toe yoga, which is very, very important to the human body. And a lot of people should do it. Cause you're all your weight's on your feet, you guys. So Jackie's ahead of the game because these toe yoga things are kind of the size of your finger and you weave them in and out in between your toes it's to stretch them.
Yeah.
It's like the pedicure things,
right?
But they're like a little thicker and they're more like dense.
Whatever.
Yes. Whatever. Jackie's in 2050. We're all over here in 2020.
Right. Hello, beauties.
Hello.
My name is Nancy. No need to be anon. I feel like so many people do this, but I drive to work with one hand and the other hand clutched onto a hot mug of coffee. It walks a very thin line of being dangerous, but I've only spilled like twice in my life.
An open mug?
An open mug of hot coffee. I can just see you like flailing on the freeway, like weaving in and out of traffic.
It's like but sloshing, like a cartoon. It's all sloshing up in the air, but then comes back into the cup perfectly.
Right.
Doesn't spill.
She said, have a great day. I can't wait for Thursday's episode. You guys are doing such a great job. Love you both.
Love you, Nancy.
Thank you. You are wild.
Hold on. You said we're doing a good job and that's really nice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why that actually hit. Thank you,
Thank
Nancy.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Are we doing a good job, guys? Oh. I'm doubting everything, as I always do.
We're both on our period, so we're both right, very like, emotional.
Thank you for saying good job. Hello, friends. First, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the last podcast. I loved how giggly you two were. It made my entire day. I have a tendency that a lot of people think is psychopathic, and I wanted to share. I sleep in socks. Literally every night. Almost everyone I tell thinks that this makes me insane, but my feet get so cold regardless of the temperature in the room. People get irrationally angry and passionate on the topic, but I find sleeping in socks oddly comforting. Love you guys. If it makes it, feel free to use my name. This is Jamie. Oh my gosh. I can't do that, but I mean, I think you guys learned this last episode. I don't even wear socks as is, so like I definitely don't do that. But I do get the cold feet while sleeping, and that's actually a circulation thing.
Oh.
So set your timer in the middle of the night, walk around, get your circulation. Kidding, don't do that. But it's a circulation thing. I get that. It's definitely kind of weird.
It's so weird. You know, okay, but you know what's worse than like just casually sleeping in socks? When you're having a night with a guy and he takes off everything but his socks.
I was just about to bring that up. Do you know there's actually science behind if you guys are hooking up in the sexual realm of things, when a man's orgasm is better with his socks on?
Dead ass?
Yes. So whether they know that or not, maybe they're doing it subconsciously because they know it's going to feel better if you're even hooking up. But yeah, that's a thing. How weird is that?
It makes me cringe when like, you still have your socks on.
Yeah, it seems like that should be the first to go.
Right.
Like,
take off your socks.
Yeah. No, it's definitely very weird. I get that.
So Jamie, it's okay.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
It can always be worse. Wait, speaking of being naked, guys, we were asleep. It was 4:30 in the morning and our whole household gets woken up to the fire alarm going off.
Yeah.
It was really weird. There was no fire. It stopped chirping quite immediately. It probably chirped 8 times. And we got up, Alex and I, like, because our rooms right next to each other, we were like, you good?
We just like looked at each other.
And then just walked back in the room. I bring that up because I sleep naked. And I was naked when it happened. I sprung up.
Oh.
Yeah, you saw me fully clothed.
Yeah.
I got dressed in like 20 seconds.
Oh my God.
I sprung up and the closet next to where I sleep is like all of my hoodies. So I threw on my Joe Exotic hoodie that I got in like the beginning of quarantine when like Tiger King was it. And I threw it on, but I actually still had no underwear or pants on. So in the event we did have to evacuate, and it's like a medium, so like it barely covers my butt.
Oh my
so
God.
It's like I would have to pull it down. But yeah, I was fully naked.
Wait, this reminds me. We had an earthquake right when we moved into this house. And you weren't living here yet.
That's right.
But our friend Macy was living here.
Mm-hmm.
And and the earthquake hit. And I'm terrified of earthquakes. And I like, it was the middle of the night and I run up and I come in here and I'm like, Macy, the earthquake hit. And she's dead ass naked. She's sitting here and I'm like, I like sit down and I'm like crying and I'm like hugging her and she's naked. And then I like get up and she's like, someone's here. And I'm like, wait, what? And a guy walks out of her bathroom.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh shit, I totally walked in like.
You're like laying in his spot.
After, yeah. Seconds after they like had just had a night. And I'm like, oh shit.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm like walking away, like crying, like, I don't know what to do. Like,
he pats your back. He's like, you're good. You're good. Yeah. You sleep in the middle of them. Mommy, daddy.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, that's definitely a risk I know I'm taking every time I sleep naked. Because the same thing happened in my old building. When I first moved in, the whole building fire alarm went off. Like the whole building. Because somebody was, this is the most like LA thing ever. Somebody was smudging their apartment.
Oh my God.
And it got too smoky. Also, they were smudging at 1:30 in the morning. Very interesting. and I sprung up, had to change, put Link's leash on. Like I have an emergency bag, but I didn't grab it. So that showed me, okay, in an emergency, I'm really not thinking about anything other than me and Link, which I guess that's all that matters.
Right.
That was another moment where I was like, I can't sleep naked, but it didn't stop me. I did recently buy a fire escape ladder that you like latch onto your balcony and it unravels for emergencies because Alex and I are both on the third floor of our like townhouse. What is this? A townhouse?
Townhouse.
I've like gone through so many scenarios of like, okay, I'm 3 stories up. What would I do with Link? Would I like throw my pillows down on the floor and like have to throw her? And then I found a dog harness thing that's like a bag that you kind of like put your dog in and you can like file or feed it down your balcony, kind of like Rapunzel, but with a dog.
Oh, Link.
Yeah, baby. But I don't know how I do that because she's 70 pounds. But if you guys have any like tips on how we could be the safest
to escape,
I always think about it. Like we're 3 stories up. Like this is, that's why I got the ladder. I'm looking at it right now. The thing that you feed your your dog down in, that like box thing I was just saying, I was thinking it'd be cool if I fed it down my balcony and my postmate put the food in it and I pulled it back up to my room. I would literally never leave my room. Let me know what you guys think. Okay, that was quite the tangent. What's your next one?
Yeah, okay. Hello, Queens. Anonymous, please. Me and my friend are really close and hang out practically daily, but we struggle with being vulnerable and open with each other. I think we both struggle with that in general, so it's hard to do it with each other. We both realize this and have talked about how to change it, but we don't really have a solution because it seems awkward to be having fun then randomly be like, LOL, but I'm really struggling with blank. I don't know. You two remind me so much of me and my BFF, like we are similar in so many ways. So I don't know if you guys have ever struggled with this or just have some advice. Your guys' podcast is my fave pod and I love to listen. Love you guys. This relates so much to me because I feel like I'm the one who has a hard time like opening up and like being vulnerable with not like with you specifically, but like in our day to day. But what has really helped me is you constantly ask how I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I need to be able to like open up.
Yeah.
So Monica, if you're like really wanting this, I think you just have to start asking how she's doing, how your friend's doing. Like,
mm-hmm. For sure. And I'm sure you can relate to this too. Even if whoever you're asking, what's wrong? Even if they don't say anything, it still feels really good that you asked.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It shows that you care.
Yes. So normalize asking what's wrong. And anybody on the other side of that question, make sure you set your boundaries too. You can always just say, I don't want to talk about it right now, but just know people care. Okay. So for the last one, this one is a little more serious. I kind of wanted to end this one because I had a few points to make after. Hey, ladies. My name is Heidi and I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii. I love your guys' podcast and look forward to it every week. Kristen, you remind me so, so much of my BFF that I've known since kindergarten. We're 24 now. I also can relate to you, Kristen, about how Thanksgiving is so different this year. My grandma has also recently passed away about 2 years ago now, but she was always on the go for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. My parents are also divorced, so we would always have multiple houses to go to for holiday dinners. My mom's house, my dad's house, my grandma's, and my in-laws. Thank God my parents are chill and do dinners a few days before or after the actual holiday since they know we have other houses to go to on the holiday itself. This year is so different though. Sure, we've already done a few years without grandma, but now my dad also isn't here on the island because of COVID. He's a pilot for Korean Air and because of all the quarantines, he hasn't been home since March. My mom was also recently diagnosed with cancer a few months ago, so she has to be super, super careful about the exposure to COVID so that she can continue with her surgeries and treatments. Also, not entirely sure what my in-laws are doing this year since we're not supposed to have large gatherings. So what used to be 4 holiday dinners has now turned into potentially none. My family is also not super lovey-dovey, but I always look forward to holiday dinners because that's when we get to spend time together. I'm not a great cook myself. My tiny apartment kitchen, if you can even call it a kitchen, is not built to cook a whole ass turkey. So me and my husband will be doing a small Thanksgiving dinner with a rotisserie chicken instead. Gotta make do with what you can. Sorry for the ramble, but thanks for listening. Hopefully the world can get back to normal soon and we can go on living our best holiday feasting lives. So I brought up this entry because I definitely like related to it. I said this last episode and I probably sound like a broken record, but I'm just getting it off my chest of how crappy it is, how different this holiday is for so many reasons. Personal reasons of mine and reasons that we all can relate to. I mean, with COVID, it is so hard to have these family gatherings. It's affecting so many families. And relating to you, Heidi, as you know, the rest of you, you guys know, losing my grandma a few months ago, this being the most important holiday, like my whole family's kind of in this like panic of like, do we have a traditional one? And without grandma being here, should we change the tradition since she's not here? Because like, that's her fucking holiday. Like, I get what you're coming from. And I think a lot of listeners can relate to us right now. So I just wanted to bring that up on a serious note to, you know, we're not alone. We're all in this together. I know it feels really distant right now when the holiday season, the average human craves being in family environments and we're all kind of alone right now, but make the best of it, get on those Zoom calls, start new traditions because like you said, Heidi, you kind of have to deal with what you have in front of you. And I think it's amazing that you and your husband are going to have like a new tradition, a little rotisserie chicken, even make like a new side dish, like make something like hella spicy. That's not even normal, you know, traditional Thanksgiving food. I've been really struggling these past like few weeks, realizing how different this holiday is. And I'm trying to make the best of it too. So I feel you. A few little updates before we go. December 1st is Monday, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. Hold on. I'm having
Tuesday.
But still, it's December, guys.
Yeah.
What the fuck? 2020 is done.
Yep.
We just went through a whole ass year.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I'm having like one of those moments right now.
It feels like May.
It does. The year is almost over. That's crazy. I feel like I only physically wrote 2020, the date, maybe 5 times.
Yep.
Whoa, this is so weird. Anyway, come December 1st, Vlogmas starts. So if you guys follow me on YouTube, you should definitely if you don't already, but I'm going to be doing all 25 days of Vlogmas. I have a lot of things planned and obviously you will see Alex in probably every single vlog as well as Leanna, because we all live together, but I'm really excited for Vlogmas. I have a lot of really good ideas. I have people helping me with editing. So I know like the editing is going to be a lot better, which is going to be better for me because then I won't be stressed out every night trying to edit and turn a video around the next day. But every day for 25 days, let me know if there's anything specific you guys want to see. You'll probably see a lot of like sneak peeks of the podcast studio and probably even the first episodes. I'm hoping we're getting the video out by at least a month from now. I don't see why we wouldn't. We're like we said, we are almost done. So get excited for Vlogmas. Also, I say this every episode, but reminder, we do have a playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. It's all of our songs of the day. It's just our favorite songs. If you just type in advice, you'll see it. I checked. The playlist is actually almost at 4 hours now of music.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was at like an hour and a half. No.
At what point do we like...
Never.
Never? Keeps going?
I don't know, guys. Should we like start weeding off old songs? Well, no, because we're going to get new listeners. Like,
yeah.
No, we'll just have a fat ass playlist.
Sick.
I don't know. We'll see. Let me know if you guys have any like cool ideas of what we should do with that playlist. But like we always say, it's amazing. It's all of our favorite songs. We're biased, but it's a fire ass playlist. Also, if you don't follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter, you totally should. It's at Advice Podcast. You can follow our personal Instagrams too. Mine's Kristen McTee. Yours is alexcoat.jpg. Mm-hmm. They're also in the description below if you guys want like the actual spelling of everything. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate us 5 stars. That'd be amazing. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, whether you're celebrating or not. I also know the literal meaning of Thanksgiving is absolute baloney. And I completely understand that. I selfishly still celebrate it just because of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the food. It's just a feasting day for me because I love cooking it. And like I said, it means so much to my family. But I understand it's also a fucking bullshit holiday. But enjoy your holiday, whatever you're doing. Make the best of it. Call your loved ones. Stay healthy, you guys. Take your vitamins. Drink some water. Get some sleep. Self-care, baby. Love you guys. We will talk to you Monday. I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about Monday, but we will figure it out. Let us know if you have any suggestions, as always. Tweet us, DM us, whatever you need to do. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.